We thank God that the Hectors are with us today. The Hector family have been back from India since the summer, and they will be on furlough until, are they called furlough?
Yes.
They do call them furlough.
Home ministry.
Yes, and they will be in the States until next year. And we thank God for allowing us to be partners with them in the gospel in India all these years. I can't even remember how many years, but thank God that we can be partners with them for many years to come. 我们非常感谢神, Hector 牧师一家今天在我们当中, 他们暑假的时候已经在印度回来美国, 他们明年才回去印度。 我们感谢神, 容许我们教会这么多年来, 能够与他们在印度里面, 在福音上面的圣工我们有份, 不单多少年我都不记得多少年了, 我相信, 前面还有很多年, 我们在印度的圣工里面, 神都容许我们有份。 今天Hector牧师在我们当中, 正道, 是基于哥罗西书第一章和第二章。
Okay. That's a good idea. Try to lift this up a little bit. Ooh, that's the wrong one.
I get it.
There's one in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. It's good to be here. We want to thank you, first of all, for your prayers for us all these years and your faithful support. Without faithful churches like you, we couldn't possibly think of going and... well, it would just make it much more difficult to go and to share the gospel in India. So you really are part of the team. You see that our children have grown up. We have 8 children. Our 3 youngest ones are sitting here, starting with Andrew, and then Elise and Rachel. You see them in the picture. And then our 3rd daughter, Bethany, just graduated from Wheaton College, and she's doing some graduate work there
this semester.
Julia didn't come with us. She is at Wheaton as well.
She's
the one between the 2 younger ones there.
Could this be?
Yes.
Julia, go ahead. Julia, 现在在惠敦大学读书.
And then Amber, there on the far side, is at Calvin College. Just starting her first year at Calvin College. And our 2 oldest, between Ruth and Amber, is Christina, and then on the lower right is Anna, or on your lower left is Anna. They are serving at Metro Delhi International School in India, in New Delhi. They're teaching there. So we are very happy that our children are growing and flying away. But they're flying to Jesus. For the last 6 years, we have been living in this house in the upper floor. Our landlord lived in the lower floor. And our children went to school.
And
where Anna and Christina are teaching.
And
our ministry for the last 4 years has been primarily working along with a local church that is very interested in planting other churches in South Delhi. And so we've been helping with discipleship and leadership training.
最近四年來我們的事工就是栽培本地的印度人的教會,幫助他們直堂,幫助他們自己自立。
That pastor is also involved with several other leaders from across North India to bring basic Bible study, Bible interpretation methods to other pastors, to village pastors across North India.
我哋嘅事工又係栽培呢啲本地嘅印度牧師，教導佢哋自己讀聖經，教導佢哋預備講道，教導佢哋邊神學嘅教導。
So I went with a team in February to help train these 40 pastors for 3 days in Rajasthan, just to give them the basic understanding that they can take a passage of scripture and understand what the main subject of the passage is, what is the main teaching of the passage, and what is the main application of the passage, so that they can feed themselves and then they can understand how to teach their congregation. Once they have eaten from God's word, then they can share that with their congregation, and their congregation can be built up in faith.
这个今年是2月，我们训练这40个印度牧师，教导他们怎样读圣经，教导他们怎样解释圣经，教导他们怎样应用圣经，教导他们怎样能够借着圣经自己学到，能够教导他们的教友。
And normally it takes 3 or 4 workshops, short workshops like this for the pastors to really grab hold of what they need to do, and how they need to study in order to really know what God is saying in His Word.
这些本地的印度牧师，如果你真的学到最基本的读经和解经和教导的呢，最少要3-4堂的教导的训练了。
If you've been following our letters, then you know that every 180 days, every 6 months, we have to step out of the country. And so in recent years, we have been using those trips out of the country for ministry purposes. We take a taxi overland from New Delhi to Nepal, and we know some pastors on the Nepal border.
因为护照签证的原因，每半年每6个月呢，整家都要去出境的，离开印度的，然才因为护照的问题，他们就去尼泊尔，但是用这个机会继续的在尼泊尔那处做福音的事工。
So for instance, we can help out with their Christmas celebration in the village, in the Nepal border village, where they speak Hindi, they understand Hindi, or they speak Nepali, but they understand Hindi quite well.
他是在尼泊尔那些村民那处跟他们一起过圣诞，藉着这个机会讲道、教导、训练。
So we are just trusting that as people hear the word of God in North India, there are so many that don't know God. They believe that God lives up in the Himalayan range, the land of snow.
牧师工作很多在北印度的，近喜马拉雅山的。那些印度人呢，很相信神的，他们相信那些神明啊，在那些高山那里住的。
And that's why they worship the rivers that flow out of the Himalayan mountain range.
所以印度教印度人呢，很崇拜那些圣水啊，那些河啊，因为那些河水在那些高山喜马拉雅山那里流下来。
But we know the living God created all these things. These are mere creations, and we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
但是我们知道创造万有的真神，创造这些高山，创造这些河水，我们崇拜祂是以心灵诚实来敬拜这个真神。
So let's turn in our Bibles once again to Colossians chapter 1.
请大家打开到哥罗西书第一章。
We're starting with verse 24 and going and continuing through chapter 2 verse 5.
24节到第二章第五节。
What I've tried to do in order to help myself prepare to teach other pastors how to teach God's word is to study the study books of the Bible according to the materials that we give them, so that I know what they're going through and the struggles that they're facing as they have to deal with the materials that we're giving them to help them.
我要教导啲印度牧师点样读经解经，我自己亦都要读经，自己亦都要从圣经里边也使用应用在我嘅人生里边。
And it's been a real joy to open up God's word and to study God's word in this way. I learned to study God's word in Bible school this way, but just to use the materials that we're giving them has been a a real joy.
我自己有年轻的时候读圣经，系我人生里面嘅快乐。
And so sometimes we find out that even though there are chapter separations in some of these books, that sometimes the flow of the thoughts doesn't really fit with the chapters and verses that are there.
我哋嘅圣经虽然有章节咁样分别啊分明出嚟嘅，其实呢啲章节咁样分出嚟咧，唔系一定啱嘅。
Because we understand that those were added later, and so if we just say, well, I'm going to read two verses today, or I'm going to read one chapter today, or one chapter each day, then sometimes we may really miss out on the whole thought. Sometimes maybe we need to say, I'm going to read until I understand what the whole thought is.
使徒保罗写信俾哥罗西嘅时候，唔系咁样分章分节噶，系我哋将佢分章分节之嘛。所以呢，我哋要将个整个思想一齐嚟连贯嘅嚟读嘅。So
this is especially good for the epistles that Paul wrote. These are basically letters. So when you get a letter from your friend, you don't just read one page and then put it down and wait for the next day to read the next page.
特别是保罗写给教会的书信，人家写封信给你，你不是看两句就放低，看两句就放低，你整个书信整体来看的嘛。No,
you read the whole letter at one time.
你一坐下就看完整封信。
And you read it over and over and over again.
然后重复地看,整封信这样来看的。
So that you can relate to your friend who sent you this letter. And this is the same way we need to read the letters that Paul wrote to the churches. Read them all the way through and read them over and over and over again. Then we understand that Paul wrote, we begin to understand that Paul wrote this epistle, this letter from prison. And that he wasn't alone in prison, that there were other people ministering to him while he was there. Timothy was there. Epaphras was there. Onesimus was there. How many know who Onesimus was? Do you remember? He comes in another book, in another letter of Paul, which? In Philemon, that's right. He was a runaway slave of Philemon who lived in Colossae. And so you start to realize that there was relationship, just like there is relationship in this church, and people know one another and talk to one another and know how each other feel. Even so, Paul was the same way. He knew some of these people. He knew how they felt. Now the church in Colossae was a church that Paul himself did not plant. He did not know most of the people there. He knew Epaphras. He probably knew Epaphras from his ministry to the church in Ephesus. Ephesus is about 100 miles from Colossae. Apparently, Epaphras heard the gospel and he brought it back to his home city, Colossae, and not only his home city, but he also went to the nearby city of Laodicea and the other nearby city of Hierapolis and preached the gospel there, and churches were started there as well.
哥罗西教会的是以弗所的书听到保罗的讲道，这个Epaphras，他将保罗的福音带回到哥罗西教会。But
we find out that Epaphras had a need to find Paul and to go to him where he was in prison so that he could get some pastoral help from Paul because false teachers had entered into the church.
Edmund, if you can find Epaphras, 那个以巴弗, okay. I'm sorry, Art, please.
Oh, no problem.
One more time, yeah. I missed it.
Okay, so Epaphras had come to Paul when Paul was in prison because he wanted Paul's help to combat the false teachers who had entered into the church.
保罗当时在监，以巴弗是哥罗西教会的开始和领导，他现在来探保罗，因为哥罗西教会有很多假先知骚扰他们，想保罗帮忙教导。
False teachers are a concern of every pastor.
错误的教师，伪的教师是每一个牧师，真正的牧师里面最大的一个困难。
They don't always enter into the church because the church comes together, then the church is out and spread out into their own jobs and they're talking to a lot of people. We don't believe the gospel in a vacuum. There are many people out there who believe many different things.
福音不是一个真空的，在教会外面有很多很多不同的人，什么都信，什么都教。
And as we interact with them and talk with them and understand with them what they believe, sometimes those thoughts tend to trip us up.
如果我们是从外面的人所讲、所提、所教的那些教义有来往的时候，很多时候外面那些错误的、伪的教导就深入到去教会里面。
And sometimes those people come with those false ideas along with us to church, and then they show themselves to be very religious and thinking high things, and then they trip up other people as well. So we find in Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, Paul is thanking God because he has heard that here is a group of believers who have a true faith and they have evidence in their lives that they are truly believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
he helps them understand that this salvation has not come because of their effort or because of anything that they did, but it has come because of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. And then in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23, Paul shifts the focus to the Lord Jesus Christ, that how did this salvation come? This salvation came from God, certainly, but he sent his own Son in the flesh to die for our sins, to shed his blood for our sins, that we might have life and that we might know him.
然后第十五章第十第一章第十五到二十三节重新嘅话，当然我哋得救系因为神嘅恩典啦，但系亦都系透过神嘅独生儿子耶稣基督，佢创造万有掌管万有嗰个主耶稣。
It was necessary that we be reconciled to God because we are sinners and God is holy. Now the false teachers believe that God was holy as well. And because he was so high and holy, he could not be known. People were responsible to understand very difficult ideas and thoughts and be initiated into very specific teachings so that they could keep those things close to them and find a way to God.
知识啊，先能够认识到神。
These things were called mysteries.
呢就系所谓奥妙奥秘。
And the people that were initiated into these mysteries kept them close and tight and couldn't tell anybody how they achieved this.
呢啲被引诱离开正道嗰啲信徒啊，佢哋话系我而家有呢个神秘嘅知识啊，佢哋唔会与其他嘅人分享噶，唔会讲俾人哋听噶。
And so the salvation, their salvation was only for a small group that was accepted into the group. But Paul says that the gospel is for the world. That Jesus came in the flesh. And these false teachers believe the flesh is evil. But Jesus came in the flesh that we might know God. And be reconciled to Him. And that we might grow in this knowledge so that we can share it with others. It wasn't something secret, it was something to be known. It was something for everybody. And so we come to this passage starting with verse 24. And Paul says, I rejoice. And at the chapter 2, verse 5, he says, I rejoice, I delight to see how orderly you are.
And
so this passage is bracketed by joy. And that's important to remember because sometimes we get so serious about life. And we get so burdened down by the gospel, or we get so burdened down by the truth. Especially when we are in situations where many other people don't believe that truth. And then we get burdened down. But Paul wasn't burdened down. He was in prison for the gospel. And yet he has great joy. Now notice that this joy is in the context of suffering. How many of us suffer with joy? Most of the time when we suffer, we believe we have a right to complain. But Paul was suffering because he knew that he had a job to do. You see, the title of the message is Joyful Toil for Treasure. He knew he had a job to do. And who, from whom did he get that job? Was he just employed in any job? No, he had a calling that was above his job. And we have a calling. If we are believers in Jesus Christ, we have a calling that is above our job. Paul's job was as a tent maker. He made tents. He earned money. And so he used that money in order to finance his calling. And And we find that the calling that he had was from God. If we are believers in Jesus Christ, we have a calling from God. And many times we don't understand that we have a calling from God. The calling from God is the very reason why we are believers in the first place. That God has worked His gospel into our hearts so that we might believe and be saved and be partners with Him to bring the gospel to others. Now, Paul calls this this calling, he calls it a stewardship. So he's thinking of himself as a slave of God. We make it sound more nice and we call it a servant. But in his mind, he's thinking, I'm a slave of God. A slave of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Most High God who made everything. And God gave him a stewardship. God gave him a job to do. And this job was to bring the gospel even to the Gentiles. How many of us are Gentiles?
Huh?
How many of us are Jews? How many are Jews? I'm not a Jew. So I'm a Gentile. And so we should really love Paul, that God gave Paul the stewardship and that he was faithful in the stewardship to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Notice that Paul's sufferings in working this job are connected with Christ in verse
24.
He says, I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions. But I thought when Jesus died for our sins, He did everything for us and that there was nothing lacking. He did it all for us and it's enough.
我们以为基督在十架上面受苦应该足够了。
And you're right, it is enough.
当然啦，系足够嘅受苦。
And Paul preached that it is enough even in the paragraph before this.
保罗喺前一段都提到啦，话基督受苦系足够嘅。
So what does it mean that something was lacking?
话佢所以话还不足够嘅系咩意思呢？
It is that Jesus died for our sins, and that this gospel was established. The message of the gospel was established, but Christ has called us in order to bring the message of this gospel to others.
基督已经受难，这个福音已经系完成。基督俾我哋嘅任务就系将呢个福音传去，带到去俾别人。
Is Christ able to do this work without us?
如果冇我哋，系咪基督耶稣唔能够救人啊？
Certainly He is able.
基督当然能够拯救。
But He's given us a stewardship to bring this gospel to others. And so Paul took this job very seriously. He knew that Christ suffered in order that this gospel be possible in the first place.
Paul knew that Christ suffered in order that this gospel be possible in the first place.
And knowing that the slave is not above his master, he was willing to suffer too. Secondly, we see that Jesus' suffering is connected to God's word in verse 25 and
26.
It says, I have become its servant by the commission of God, by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints.
你们以赐给我的管家职分，作了教会的仆役，要把神的道就是历世历代隐藏的奥秘，传得完备。现在这奥秘已经向他的众圣徒显明了。
You see, that helps us understand what was lacking.
所以你明白乜嘢系要补足啊，要补充啊，唔足够啊。
That God in His Word had shown that this should happen, that the Messiah should come and die for our sins and be buried and raised again.
神的话提醒我们，弥赛亚一定要来，一定要受苦、受死、受难，而且一定要复活。
But after that, there were those who needed to preach this message.
做完这个拯救的圣功之后呢， 我们需要去传讲这个福音。
And many of the people and most of the Jews didn't understand how this gospel really worked.
大部分的犹太人他不明白这个福音是怎样能够完成。
And that was the chief purpose of the apostles, in order to preach the gospel and to establish what this was really all about.
所以保罗一定要去宣教、去讲道，是因为这个缘故。
And so we understand that that God's word that is being spoken of here is really the Old Testament. So we really should be able to open the Old Testament and show people, even from the Old Testament, that it was necessary that the Messiah should, that God's promised one should die and be buried and raised again. And that He is also coming in power and glory. And at that time, everyone's works will be judged. And so, Paul's suffering is connected to God's word, intimately connected with God's word. You know, this idea of the mystery of the gospel was an idea that the group of pastors that I showed you, the small group that I was working with, we had that passage in Ephesians chapter 3 to deal with, that idea to deal with.
在哥罗西书第三章也都是有关联的。
And they didn't understand this idea of the mystery.
你要明白这个被奥秘的意思。
And some of the other leaders thought, oh, they don't understand because Arts Hindi just isn't right.
我们教他们那些训练那些印度牧师，他们不明白，可能说我们的印度话不好。
And so they came and explained it to them.
所以他们来讲解他们听。
But they still didn't understand. And then their lead pastor, who knew the tribal language, explained it to them in their tribal language. And I was so thankful that he was explaining it to them in their tribal language. But they still didn't understand. I realized they don't understand because, not because of how we're explaining it, but maybe it's really an abstract idea, this mystery of the gospel. And they have quite a low level of education. So they're thinking on this level, but they're being told on this level. And And so I grabbed a piece of paper, and we were sitting on a carpet on the dirt floor. And I said, this is the gospel, the piece of paper. In ages past, it was hidden, and I slid it under the carpet. Abraham didn't know about it. David didn't understand it. Isaiah had a vision of it, but didn't quite get it. It was a mystery. But now, it has been revealed. It was hidden. It was out of sight. But now through Paul, it has been revealed in Jesus Christ. And they started to nod. Okay. In those times it was a mystery, it wasn't known. But now it's been revealed. And that's why we study God's Word. Because sometimes even too many church people who have gone to church all their lives, this gospel is still hidden to them. They know that Jesus died for their sins, but sometimes they don't really understand why. But when we really understand who the living God is and that He desires relationship so much with us, that He sent His own Son that we might live and not die. And not just be saved, lifted out of death, but also live and grow in new life. Then we start to understand that God has real purpose. And so Paul understood this and was trying to teach the Colossian believers and the people that he was with in prison and anybody else this understanding of his stewardship is in continuative sense. He was always constantly doing this. Thirdly, Paul's suffering and toil has the end of maturing the believers. We were talking about that. If there is a theme for this letter, it would be this: everyone mature in Christ.
如果这封信保罗西书有一个主题的话呢，好简单嘅就系每一个圣徒要成熟成长在基督里边。
We find this idea, this thought in verse 28. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. We have 8 children. But many of our children now are adults. We would not be very happy if they still acted like children. Sometimes they play a little bit like children. But we rejoice when they start to make decisions like adults. When they leave dependence on their earthly father and grab for dependence on their heavenly father. So for a Christian parent, many of you are Christian parents, it is not only your goal as believers in Jesus to raise your children to grow up and make a living.
So
Because the world does that. No, we want our children to grow up and depend on Christ. There's a lot of risk with that. Because sometimes God calls them to a work that we're not so sure will work. How will you live on that income? How can you raise a family on that salary? But our children need to, when they pray for jobs, they need to believe that the job that they have gotten is the job that God gave them. So they can continue in that job, testifying of Christ in the context of that job with their co-workers. Fortunately, in our country, people are not persecuted like they are in India or in China. Especially when they make a stand for Christ and share the joy of Christ with those around them. But that kind of persecution may be coming here as well. Where you're not even allowed to speak of Christ. And I have worked enough jobs in the U.S. to know that the jobs that God gave me here, they were from Him, and so I needed to speak of Christ there so that if I lost the job for speaking of Christ, God was going to move me to another job, another means of earning a living. And so sometimes we parents are scared if our children decide to live by faith. Because sometimes faith decisions are not the normal decision. But our desire is to that the desire of the church is to grow everyone to maturity in Christ. And if we're growing people to maturity in Christ, that means that there will be baby believers in Christ as well. Because as we mature in Christ, we grow in joy and we can't help but to proclaim
Christ.
If you want to take a note what this maturity in Christ looks like, note down chapter 1, verses
9-11.
And then chapter 2, verse 2. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Notice that Paul's struggle, Paul's striving, Paul's toil is very positive. It's connected with Christ. It's connected with God's Word. It's for the saints, for the uplift of the saints. But it's also against the false teachers. And he fights against the false teachers not by repeating what they say, but by repeating what God says. And I found this very helpful in India when it comes to sharing the gospel, because many people say, well, yeah, we believe these are our traditions, these are what we believe, this is how we have always lived. Or we listen to the TV and this man was saying this, and we listen to the radio and this other man was saying this. And many times I'll say, well, I know that there are many people who speak many different things. But there is one God and He has spoken. And it's one message to us for life. It's for our good, and we dare not ignore His words. And so Paul's toil and striving was against the false teachers. You see in verse 4, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. The Greeks were very philosophical. At that time, they were as philosophical as the Chinese were philosophical and are philosophical. As philosophical as the Hindus are philosophical. But we don't have to listen to those voices, because those voices will end. But God's voice will never end. And this is His word. And so Paul says, don't listen to these fine-sounding arguments. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ cuts through those arguments. Pastor told us he was looking forward to going to Greece and to standing on Mars Hill. And it was on Mars Hill that Paul preached the gospel. And at what point did the philosophers stop hearing him? It was when he began to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is normally the point at which people will stop listening. Because they cannot believe that anybody could rise from the dead. But this is God's demonstration of His power, that He accepted Christ's sacrifice for
us.
And Paul declared, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, our faith is vain. So joyfully toiling for treasure, what's the treasure? What's the treasure? It's clear in this passage. The treasure, the mystery. It's Christ in you. The mystery is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself living in you and in me.
奧秘就是基督耶穌親身的在你的生命裡面活出來,
that we leave behind our will and bow to His will and follow Him. He's shown in the paragraph before as the king. He has a kingdom.
他在前一段說,
and he's coming as king. But we have heard this gospel and we bow to him now. He is our king. And our king has a job for us to do. He himself is our treasure. Paul said, oh, that I might apprehend, that I might gain Christ. And this is the goal of being mature in Christ, is to know Christ and to know God the Father. And when Paul heard how orderly they were living and how firm their faith in Christ was, he rejoiced. Because they were grabbing the treasure. And then they were sharing the treasure. So we need to ask ourselves, do we toil, strive, even suffer to know Christ? To have the treasure. And then to share. It's a joyful thing to toil for such treasure.
为基督,为这个珍宝,受苦,卖命,去劳动,
the treasures that we often toil for, that the world toils for, will pass away. But the treasure of Christ will never pass away. May God bless Chinese Baptist Church in the Northwest Suburbs.
Thank you so much.